Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, proprietor of My Merry Christmas for these past 29 years. This episode of the Merry Little Podcast is sponsored by the Christmas Hall of Fame, the only Hall of Fame not trolled by professional journalists and agenda pushers. The Christmas Hall of Fame is entirely fan-supported. Please visit ChristmasHallOfFame.net to cast your votes and to make your nominations for Christmas 2020. This time around, we are dedicating this episode of the Merry Little Podcast to predictions of the near Christmas future. In episode number 43, titled Christmas in Crisis, we address the current state of the world with the coronavirus and shared some Christmas history about times in the past when Christmas was spent under duress. Not surprisingly, we have received a fair amount of feedback from that episode. Folks in most places are still in quarantine or just starting now to emerge from it, and they are wondering just what life is going to be like on so many levels going forward. For those looking forward to Christmas, the questions are all there. What will it be like? What will be the same? What will be different? And just what can we expect of Christmas 2020? Now, before I delve more completely into this topic, I want you to know that I've taken my time with this one for several weeks. In fact, I've done and redone this episode a couple of times now. Why? Well, things keep changing. We have been subject to all kinds of conflicting information. On the Merry forums, we first asked this question when we posted our first article about coronavirus back in March. A thread emerged from that where we have been sharing what is going on locally for each of us, and it's been quite instructive, and as things go on the Merry forums, it has been absent of any kind of political talk. In fact, I've probably been the most out there in terms of opinion, and I likely get away with that because the site is mine. But clearly there are simmering attitudes beyond my own out there. And that scares me. That scares me to talk about on the Merry forums, and it scares me to talk about them here on the Merry Little Podcast. It's just not been our way to delve much into personal opinions and politics. Adding to that is the major shift in focus that has come about since the riots triggered by the George Floyd murder. That has not been talked about on the Merry forums very much, but it is all very clearly affecting all of us. Folks are unhappy, distressed, depressed even, I would say. It's affected me and my family. I've touched on it briefly in sharing the story of one of my daughters who works in downtown Salt Lake City and who had to leave work last weekend amidst the violence. On a broader scale, things are much, much worse outside our safe little world in Utah. I hear rumblings of it on the Merry forums, and it's occupying a lot of minds in very serious ways. Bothering me most of all about it all are the politics, and I'm not shy in admitting to you that my opinion is that both the coronavirus and the riots are at their very core very political in nature. We just can't escape it. I will, in this episode, try not to be political in what we talk about. I'm sorry if any of this is received in that way. It's not intended. I'm not trying to push my politics or any kind of agenda outside of the merry celebration of Christmas here. That's not who I am, and it's certainly not who MyMerryChristmas.com is or has been. Please remember that as we move forward here. For those reasons, I'm not happy to be discussing the predictions for Christmas 2020, but I think we need to. In the time I've vacillated about putting this episode out and the several times now I've changed my approach to it due to the quickly changing nature of our life experience in 2020 so far, I think we need to not only anticipate Christmas this year, but also make some decisions to have some resolve about what Christmas will be this year. The world very unexpectedly lost so much this winter and spring. Many have had health issues. Some have passed away. Many have lost jobs. Businesses of all types have closed or been suspended. these realities are going to change a lot more than just how we spend on Christmas. I think we all know that. Shopping as we knew it is no longer. Schools have been disrupted and will likely be disrupted further into the fall. Even routine medical procedures have been canceled, changing and halting life in many ways for many people. On a cultural level, we've lost the NBA season and probably even the baseball season. Movie premieres have been delayed and television shows have adjusted to weird at-home formats. Concerts have been delayed until next year. State and county fairs have been set aside. The 4th of July will be without public firework displays in many areas. Rodeos and car shows, boat races and beach parties, really all the mass gatherings of summer will just not happen this year. Is it no wonder we cast our eyes to November and December and wonder just what will change or what will be lost with Christmas? We asked the question both on the Merry forums and on social media. We've had several responses and we have a few thoughts of our own. We'll start with the matter of faith. Churches and the faithful have been affected like everyone else this year. Most have taken it in stride, opting to do church at home or virtually in many cases. There are few who have pushed back and even ended up in court or cited or infected with the virus for their defiance and not honoring the lockdown. But our first prediction of Christmas 2020 is about faith, because we have seen how crisis in the past has affected something as simple as church attendance. That's right, we're predicting a return to faith this Christmas as a result of the turmoil of 2020. The faithful will be singing the hymns of Christmas, because atheists don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages,
hallelujahs for the Jews. Baptists have the rock of ages, atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune,
born again sing He is risen, but no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule:
the He is always lowercase.
The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees.
Atheist songs add up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing.
They sing to heaven.
Coptics have the Book of Scrolls.
Numerologists count.
They count to seven.
5, 6, 7.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule:
the He is always lowercase.
The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have
their hymns and pages.
Hallelujahs
for the Jews.
Baptists have the rock of ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no
songs.
That was Steve Martin with the Steep Canyon Singers from a 2014 performance. We share that song not to poke fun at atheists. That's one of the great things about Christmas. There's room for everyone, and we sure hope the faithless among us enjoy and celebrate Christmas this year. But we feel that atheists will be fewer in number this year. History shows that following World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and even Desert Storm Churches everywhere enjoyed a resurgence in attendance, and we think that that will happen again. Why? Well, because periods of crisis cause us to question. By far the most painful part of coronavirus and of the rioting has been all of the death. It's been difficult to witness the suffering of injury or illness, but far worse to see the lives lost due to current events. As we have experienced in the past, letters have come in to us from our site visitors about Christmas this year and how in the world are they to celebrate it with the losses that they've had. I would tell you that's a very common thing. A close loved one departs this life, leaving things like a season of Christmas a painful thing for some people to anticipate. And this comes up often, every year, in fact, I would tell you. And we have gained members to our Merry Forums as some folks have found refuge among us in their efforts to have a Merry Christmas. But some aren't that lucky. Some aren't really apt to reach out. Some are really, really alone, in fact. Some choose to stay that way, but others choose to reach out in the first place. The spiritually suffering tend to go are to churches. Perhaps they hearken back to an upbringing of faithfulness, or maybe they're just looking to chart a course that is more hopeful. Some do go into other directions, such as substance abuse or even just total isolation, but the bigger numbers reach out for answers that they hope to find in faith. Certainly that will affect us this Christmas. Christmas was, before anything else, a religious observance, one of joy. We have talked about it and will continue to talk about the sacred Christmas. And I believe in times of trouble, this is where a lot of people turn to. This year, we will think a lot more of others. And we think that others will be talking about the sacred Christmas as well. What else changes with Christmas this year? Well, how about travel?
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Travel this Christmas is going to be a little more difficult to prognosticate. Travel at Christmas has meant a lot of things in our history, especially as Americans. For many, Christmas time is a time of extended vacation, and that opportunity can mean many things. I can recall one of my first Christmases away from home. It was Christmas 1984, and I was at school in Utah, away from my family and working at a ski resort. I had to work that Christmas Eve and that Christmas Day, the first time that that had ever happened to me. And I can recall being stunned at not only the sheer amount of people who would leave their own Christmas tree and fireplaces for a ski resort, but how many people did that as families. It was an eye-opener of a Christmas that I had never had any experience with or had even imagined. As I grew older, I came to realize that millions spend Christmas away by tradition. They go to Disney World, or they go to the mountains to ski, or they go to the sunny beaches of the Caribbean, or Mexico, or South America to escape the cold of the Great White North. Airlines famously have blackout dates, and the periods surrounding Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's are among them. It's very expensive to travel at that time of the year. But this year, I'm not so sure. Many of the airlines have their planes in mothballs for lack of business. While there has been some recovery for the travel industry, members such as airlines, hotels, and railways have been crippled by the coronavirus. We don't think it gets full resolved by this Christmas. In fact, with scientists and politicians predicting a second wave of the virus, we think holiday travel, just like summer travel this year, will be somewhat subdued. Have your summer plans been affected? I can tell you that mine has for sure. I've done more yard work this spring than I have in years. We've redone our front porch, our back patio, and we've even built a campground complete with a fire pit in our lot down by the creek, all because our summer is going to be right here at home, even as the coronavirus in some places appears to be subsiding. We think Christmas is going to keep people at home as well. We have had two family gatherings at our place already, one for my daughter's birthday and then again for her graduation. Thanksgiving and Christmas will for us be about family, and I think it will be for a lot of people. If we travel at all, it will be to family, and it will be by car. And I think that that will be the trend. Augmenting that trend will be the fact that many who have lost loved ones this year have not been able to hold funerals. We have talked to some who will use the holidays to gather family and remember those that they have lost. But let's be honest. Perhaps the greatest influencer outside of health and safety for greater family gathering in 2020 will be economic. Travel right now is outrageously expensive. Like many businesses, airlines are on the ropes. What planes are flying, they are packing shoulder to shoulder, much to the chagrin of those worried about the virus. But the other factor now is this. Now close to 40 million Americans are out of work, including yours truly. The loss of income has been incredible already. The lack of jobs is staggering. It is not really known if they can be recovered by Thanksgiving, let alone Christmas this year. And that leads us to our next change in Christmas 2020, Christmas shopping.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly. Spread, even though I wash my hands, laying low. I look out the window, the cup doesn't look flatter to me.
As most of you know, I grew up the son of a retailer. Part of my Christmas has almost always involved stores. I've spent the vast majority of my career as a traveling retail executive. I can remember well decorating stores for Christmas, then working as a teen in that environment of merchandising. It was a different world back then. For any decent retailer back in the day, Christmas was the World Series. It was the Super Bowl. It was a time to shine and to excel. The customers that you would have all year would be gained at Christmas, and how well you pulled it off determined how good the rest of your year would be. It was a time of going above and beyond. I was lucky to grow up in such a time and to be part of outstanding retailers over the course of my career. But those days are long, long gone, and I fear this year may have finally killed the golden age of retailing. Even before the troubles of 2020 started, the industry of retail had been suffering for really some time, but coronavirus has taken no prisoners. Neiman Marcus, JCPenney, Pier 1 Imports, Modell's, Sporting Goods, True Religion, J. Crew, and Tuesday Morning have all filed for bankruptcy so far in 2020. And there are many, many others on a regional level. And I'm afraid that Christmas will once again, more than ever, in fact, belong to Amazon, Target, and Walmart, but especially Amazon. Have you noticed that no Amazon warehouses have been touched by the riots? Have you noticed that Amazon has only made more money during these lockdowns? Have you noticed that the price of everything on Amazon is going up? Have you Prime members seen how the once heralded one-day delivery promise evaporated overnight and now even two-day delivery is hardly an option? I'll tell you right now, you're going to hear from us more about the evils of Amazon, and we will rail on them like never before this year, and it's because they control everything. The loss of competition, whether by accident or design, has created a monster in Amazon, and I beg of you to keep your money away from them. I've learned a lot these past couple of years in my work of selling on Amazon. No, not for my Merry Christmas, but through clients I've worked for in running e-commerce websites. Most businesses these days who have products to sell have to include an Amazon storefront of some sort. They have to, because that's where the shoppers are. But Amazon is the one really making money off of folks there. And I'll explain all of that to you in another podcast or article. But for now, just trust me. Amazon takes more than their fair share. Christmas shopping this year will be more online than ever because we as consumers aren't really going to have any other choice. And it changes everything. We will have to shop earlier and we will have to shop smarter. The days of Christmas shopping as we knew it, making it an event to go out to stores, getting things gift wrapped, sampling goodies, and enjoying the festive environments of the decorated halls of commerce are really a thing of the past. What we once lived in this regard has decayed so badly that we can in 2020 look only back on those memories as times of Christmas past. Many won't mind. Some long ago embraced the online-only Christmas shopping experience. Some prefer it. But if you're going to do it, my challenge to you in 2020 would be to find it online through your local businesses and not from the big box or the dominator known as Amazon. For some things, I know you'll have no choice, but I beg of you, if you have to instill one change in your Christmas this year, make it this one. If you have to buy it all, that is. And that's another thing we're predicting. It will be, out of necessity, a more frugal Christmas after all. That's because some of us are unemployed and will be unemployed this Christmas with no way to get around that. If there is a second wave of virus coming, and they say that it is, it will happen with the arrival of colder weather, likely in October. We could well be dragging our jack-o'-lanterns back indoors, back into quarantine come fall. Social Christmas, or Thanksgiving for that matter. Think of how much we like to do together at Christmas. Thanksgiving's a meal. Can we bring 25 relatives or more under the same roof to share a turkey dinner? What about going out to look at the lights, to attend a Christmas show, to hunt down a Christmas tree? All of these things will be affected this Christmas. Of course, we know now a lot more about this virus than we did just a few months ago. I don't think there is the fear of it that there once was. There's caution. There is appropriate concern, especially for those groups at risk. I think we will be plenty careful as this thing continues to play out. And that means much of what we do together at Christmas will be a little bit more cautious as well. But there is one guy I'm worried about in particular.
Lost my favorite reindeer in a hurricane. Got soaking wet on account of rain. Counting my troubles by threes and by twos. Even Santa Claus gets the blues. What I wouldn't give for just one silent night, just me and Mama Claus by the warm firelight, yeah. But Christmas time is coming, there's just so much to do. Even Santa Claus gets the blues. Well, I know every single chimney.
Santa Claus has got some things to think about this Christmas. As you all know, Santa spends most of his time between Thanksgiving and Christmas in personal appearances. He'll go before crowds of people in malls, taking kids on his knee and having them whisper in his ear. And, well, it's not a model of health for 2020. Social distancing is just not Santa's bag. So that's why we're predicting a bigger year than ever for Santa online. We're expecting more traffic to SantaUpdate.com, more time doing chats with Santa, more time doing Zoom or whatever so that the kids can see him and talk to him. Santa is just one of the finer points of Christmas that most aren't yet thinking about. There are many others, of course. Christmas caroling might take the year off. Finding a Christmas tree, real or otherwise, might be more difficult and certainly will be more expensive. Decorating, in fact, may be harder too because much of that stuff comes from China. And, well, a lot of those ships haven't even set sail yet, and many won't. Imagine it. We could have fewer lights to look at this Christmas if simply because there will be a shortage of new ones available. Christmas foods we know will be impacted. Meat is already in short supply, and it's expensive. Some are trying to buy it now and put it away later for Christmas, and later means Christmas. I tried calling the turkey farms to see where they stand, and they say so far it looks good for them for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but at what cost? Other foods, well, I predict there will be more pies and cookie making when the snow flies. More so because they are more affordable that way, but if we're back in lockdown, it will just be another thing to do. After all, look at all we've accomplished during the first lockdown. There will be more letters to Santa. I believe more Christmas cards, but fewer visits to nursing homes and more concerned about the isolation of our seniors. Yes, we have much to think about for Christmas 2020. Join us at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com where we are already talking about these things and we're already celebrating a different Christmas. We hope you come on board and participate in the chats and the banter and in the sharing of all that will make Christmas 2020 different and special. For MyMerryChristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.